You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined in the studio by my colleagues, Carol Flammer and Tal Youngblood. Guys, it's December 16th and I have purchased one Christmas gift. I think I'm in trouble.
You're behind.
We're tied.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Well, you've got 9 shopping days left.
Never, Lord.
And we've got the internet now, which is such a blessing. I mean, I am not going into a mall. Not going to happen. I'm doing it all online. Yeah.
Thank God for the internet. Well, let's get to today's show. This is going to be a fun show. I'm really pleased to welcome our first guest in segment one. His name is Dennis McConnell. He's the owner and president of McConnell Hickman. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Thank you.
Well, before we get into a conversation, why don't you take a second and tell us a little bit about you and your background?
Well, I'm a builder. I have been a builder for 52 years. Started when I was 12. Wasn't worth much, but I started when I was 12. So I've been in this business a long time.
So I know in addition to building homes, you're also involved in a group called Custom Builders Atlanta. Can you tell us a little bit about that group?
Yes, I'm delighted to. Custom Builders Atlanta is a group of 13 builders, local builders, who have gotten together to create a purchasing co-op. And with that, we buy materials together. We're also in marketing. We're a part of a national organization called Custom Builders USA, and that's 220 builders in 13 markets across the country, and we're managed by Custom Builders USA. The significance of that is that we are not just a small builder. I'm a very small builder, but I'm part of a much larger group that last year built $953 million worth of real estate. That makes us number 10 in the country. That gets people's attention. Kohler doesn't call me, but they do call Custom Builders USA. And we'll talk a little bit about what that really means to my members and our future members, but it is a big thing. I'm no longer the little guy in the block.
Yeah, how do you coordinate the requirements? I can see one of the appeals, I would think, to being an independent builder, you know, with just a handful of employees that you know very well, is you can be unique and put your own craft into it. So how do you be that independent and yet cooperate at the same time?
That's a challenge because builders, by their very nature, are cats. And trying to organize a group of builders is like herding cats, literally. And one of the hallmarks of our group is you must be willing to change. Change your basic business processes. Be willing to work in a cooperation environment. You know, we compete among ourselves, but we also cooperate. And that difference is what makes up the essence of our builders. We've talked to a lot of folks over the years about joining us and being involved, but they're not willing to make that change to be a better builder.
Well, how do you talk somebody into that? I mean, pretend it's me for a minute, because I'm smarter. I think I am. Obviously, I'm probably not, but I think I'm smarter than the next guy. How do you convince me to change what I want to do to be part of this group?
Part of it is we have to find out, are you the guy that thinks he's smarter than everybody else in the room? Because he's probably not the guy that we want. We're looking for folks who realize that they're not going to get bigger by themselves. They're not going to be able to control the market by themselves. They are insignificant in this market scale, but collectively they can be much more. And that's a big mindset kind of change.
I can see that. I mean, are you growing? Do you want to get bigger?
Yes.
Locally and nationally, I assume.
The answer is yes.
And how is that? It's not been, the last couple of years, not been the easiest of times for the industry.
It is not. We, at our high, we were 35 members. That's when we were in a market of 60,000 houses a year.
Right.
We're down to 13. Actually, we're up from 11. So we're starting to rebound and regrow. But the most important part is the folks that left us, either left because they had to leave us or couldn't manage the change necessary to stay with us. You know, you've got to be technically competent in what you do. You have to be proficient in using new tools. Otherwise, if it's the same old, we're not going to help you. We can help you because you can't use the tools we have available to the builder to grow and to be more profitable.
So in addition to, you know, Custom Builders Atlanta helping the individual builders, what are some of the benefits to home buyers who buy a home from a builder who's a member of this group?
One is universally, you can tell us by our gray hair. We are the builders who've survived. We've been in business collectively over 400 years. That's a lot of history for 13 guys. And we can say that because we've done these things. We've been the experience. We've survived the upsides and downsides. Now, specifically, besides getting a competent builder out of the deal, we buy less expensively, which is our savings we can pass on to our customers.
Yeah, your customers appreciate that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And we're not talking chump change here. We're talking 5 to 10% cheaper than we could otherwise.
So that's a big differentiation between, say, you know, McConnell Hickman and XYZ custom builder who may not be a member of this group.
That is correct.
Okay, we'll be back with Dennis McConnell after this commercial break.
At Guarantee Mortgage, we work with you and for you to find the best loan. We ask a few questions and then listen. Only then do we walk you through your loan choices and options. We are experienced at unique and challenging situations, and we go out of our way to be convenient and accessible. Our service excellence is backed by our mortgage service guarantee. It pays you cash if we do not deliver. Call Guarantee Mortgage at 770-614-7425 or apply online at guarantee mortgage.com. An equal housing lender.
And we are back with Dennis McConnell, McConnell Hickman.
Dennis, just before the break, you talked about a home buyer looking at a 5 to 10% savings on buying a home. That's obviously a big deal. How about one of the builders? I mean, are you getting a similar kind of boost on the profit side? I mean, I got to imagine there's something in it for everybody.
Absolutely. When I talk about change of process, a lot of this has to do about doing more in your company more efficiently, more profitably. Example in case would be one of our tools is an online pricing system. So all of our vendors report pricing for things like commodity lumbers, as an example. But unlike most times when you price, that we can compare up to five vendors side by side. We know instantly who's the best price. And it's not a question of conjecture. There's evidence. Before we started the program, we would have variances as much as 18% between the high and low of vendors.
18%.
Wow. We typically can help a new builder start, pay for his administration fee up front in his first load of lumber. I mean, our numbers are so dramatic to what you can do.
Wow. So I just want to make sure I heard that right. I could cover the cost of my annual membership in this group with the first load of lumber.
Absolutely.
That is what you said.
Absolutely.
I wanted to loop you back to something else you said before, is that the 13 members that you've got, like you and I, have lots of gray hair. I mean, what do you do with the young up-and-coming builder? I mean, I can see, you know, some young guy or some young woman coming up that really has the talent. I mean, can they break into the group? And if so, how? I mean, how do you qualify?
Generally, a mentor. I mean, you look for somebody like me. I've sponsored a couple of our guys that have come into the business, realize they really don't know enough to survive. A couple have survived. A couple of them haven't. But at least they have the ability to go find a gray hair and find out how to do it.
I guess, I mean, that fits right in with what you're saying before. A builder's got to be willing to change, and someone that's looking for a mentor almost by definition,
yes,
recognizes that. Change and learn, I would think, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where can we go see some homes that you guys have built?
Well, fortunately, we have one of our things that we do cooperatively is we have a website with all of our members linking to all their own websites.
I love it. A guy of my vintage who's online and doing his market. I love it.
Well, and there's more.
Tell me more.
Well, one of the things that we do, and in addition to all this, is we're also on involved in an online program called BDX, and it's Builders Direct Exchange. They feed a number of online services like newhomeresource.com, move.com. And it's a supplemental listing, if you will, to your real estate listing. But with that, we have created, because most of us build inside the perimeter of Atlanta, a subdivision called ITP, Inside the Perimeter. And one of the problems we've always had in trying to market is trying to get folks to look at neighborhoods for single houses. Well, each one of our house plans is called a neighborhood. So if you have a product that you've built in Morningside, you have Morningside 1, 2, 3. And in that, we take all the photographs we've saved from all of our Obie Awards over the years and populate that so folks can see, here's the product, professional quality photographs. We have plans. We have descriptions of the property. We have elevations. We've got real-life photos, prices, square footages. So it really makes a very professional point of view, and it has been a knockout for us.
Really, what you're telling us is you've got a lot of experience. We've got a lot of builders who have been willing to adapt and change. And one of the things that you've changed for the marketing aspect is really this, move toward online and new technology. And I know you called yourselves kind of the gray hairs, but those of you who've survived have obviously adapted in more ways than one.
Yes. Now, that's not to say that we're running out there and buying up every piece of technology we can find. We've become selective in finding things that work for us collectively.
Is there more? You've talked about the buying cooperative. You've talked about marketing, the BDX website. What else?
Well, just one of the things that is very valuable to us is just a simple Yahoo group. We share information among ourselves. Just this past week, one of the issues was a fellow got a custom house in Decatur. Now, Decatur is an extremely tightly knit regulatory environment. I'm trying to be very polite about this. But if you know what you're doing, they're great folks to work for. But there's also a lot of landmines in that.
Yeah.
This fellow was telling me what he was doing, and he mentioned the stream buffer and then went on. And I said, stream buffer, Decatur. Watch out, Will Robinson.
Danger.
Bad things about him. But I could give him the guy who can deal with the city of Decatur to get his project through the first time because he's done it for me. He knows exactly what to do. Well, that saved this guy $5,000.
That's
easily.
Real money. Yeah. Even if it's not cash, it's time.
Right. That's amazing.
We had another situation where one of our builders was contacted by a movie production company who wanted a space to film a movie. And they paid $7,500 for 3 days. Well, he didn't have anything, but we let one of our other guys know, and it's additional revenue, the bottom line. Found money, but it happened because we're in a group. Now, you asked about other things we do. The tools that we bring to the table. We've got a online pricing system where all the vendors put their prices online, and you can access it 24 hours a day. So if you, like me, do your estimates late at night, I'm not calling people. I'm looking it up.
Mm-hmm.
I've got good sourcing. We have an estimator that we use that works the entire country, and his product is so good that we have specific detailed breakdowns of all the items that go into a house. He then puts that into our online pricing system. So guess what? Not only have expert design and detailed estimate, but I also have it priced. That's a real money saver. We have an online plan room, which gets even more fun because then we use the same thing with vendors, this online pricing system, and we get folks beginning to negotiate online. Again, everybody is working off the same page. Now, anytime we've had a builder complain about, does my vendor, is everything the same? The answer is no. We now can make it the same so that everyone has a comparable price. Vendors love it. A great deal of what we do is work with vendors to find better ways of doing business, and then the savings that they make, they pass on to us.
Boy, talk about lifelong learning. I tell you, it goes on forever, yeah. Doesn't it, Todd?
And I love the cooperation. Love that word.
And there's more. We, because of our size, national size, we can buy on nationwide contracts and get rebates. Well, this is the same deal that Centex Homes, the Pulte Homes, has. We can compete with the national builders. And it's folks like Trane and Kohler and Hardy, the major players in the industry are coming to us saying, these folks know what they're doing. They're growing and the rest of the market is shrinking.
Okay, Dennis, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, let the audience know how they can get in touch with you and share that website one more time.
Yes, it's info@custombuilder-atlanta.com.
All right, outstanding. Dennis McConnell with McConnell Hickman. It was great to see you. Thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it was our pleasure. That wraps our first segment. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day. Okay, time for this episode's deal of the day. Carol, what have you got for us?
So we have the December to Remember sale from Construction Resources. And this is a really creative holiday gift. It gives buyers the opportunity to put a new kitchen under their Christmas tree. They can buy their new kitchen now in December during the sales event and have it installed in January.
A new kitchen, is this for an existing home or for a new home?
For an existing home.
Wow.
You know, so maybe, you know, maybe your kitchen isn't quite, you know, you've been wanting to remodel it for a number of years, and you know, this is an opportunity to get some really, really great specials on different products. For instance, you can get the 3-centimeter Spectra Brown Granite, which is really popular, for just $39 a square foot installed.
Wow.
And that's a hot, hot price on granite.
Yeah, really.
And then they also have limited in-stock clearance prices of $49 a square foot installed on the 2-centimeter Eco by Constantino. They've got Silestone by Constantino as well. Cambria, the full line of Cambria colors, including the 2011 colors that were just introduced, are available and installed at one low price. Featured this month, the color is Snowden White. For $55 a square foot installed.
Again, snowed in white?
Snowden. S-N-O-W-D-E-N.
Just checking.
Yes, yeah, snowed in would be good, but I'm not sure I want to be snowed in Atlanta again this year.
Well, did we have these guys on a past show? I was really intrigued to hear about that. Those Cambria.
Yes.
That was a great product.
We have had them on a past show. And again, speaking of Cambria, or Cambria, depending on which way you want to pronounce it, they have remnants marked down as low as $49 a square foot installed. It's a great price.
That's a great deal on that stuff.
No, I mean, it's a really clever idea, too, because you know, being able to have that kind of a Christmas present. What's the timing on it, Carol? I mean, if I buy it for Christmas, do I need to have it installed in January?
Yep, have it installed in January if you buy it for Christmas. You know, they've got a great showroom. So if you know you want to remodel your kitchen but don't quite know what you want, you can go and you can look through their showroom as well as their 20,000 square foot indoor slab gallery. They've got over 3,000 different full slabs of granite and Cambria quartz stone.
I remember when I had them on the show that I really wanted to go see that gallery because it sounded really amazing.
It is truly amazing. They just extended it again and added a whole green section. So if you're looking for, you know, green countertops, you know, to be a little bit more environmentally friendly, or, you know, the Cambria is more... they've got a special rating as it relates to food safety, so those are being offered as well. So it's a great place to go and see what's available today.
What an amazing gift for Mama.
I know. Yeah. Put a new kitchen for Mama under the tree.
Wow.
So you're going to sign up for one, aren't you, Todd?
Absolutely.
All right. So
you can have I'm just thinking of one last giant wild party. And we could destroy your current kitchen. You'd have the new one all set to go.
I just want to put a big slab of Cambria under the tree. How cool would that be?
That would be very cool. So when you're ready to buy, you can go to www.constructionresourcesusa.com and find out more about information, directions, you know, directions to their Decatur showroom. You can also find out more about the sale at their blog, constructionresourcesblog.com.
And by what date do you have to put in this order?
You need to order in December.
Okay, so anytime this month.
Anytime this month.
Okay, well, that sounds really cool. And that wraps today's deal of the day. Okay, we're back with our next segment. We are pleased to be joined by Farrell Middleton, who is the VP of Construction for Sharp Residential. Welcome to the show, Farrell.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
Before we get into it, Farrell, why don't you take a few minutes and walk us through a little bit about you and the work that you're doing with Sharp Residential.
All right, I certainly will. First of all, I'm a 1986 honor graduate from Georgia Tech. I got a degree in building construction. And I've been in Atlanta home building for the last 25 years. I've worked with several large builders as the time's gone by, Colony Homes, Torrey Homes, D.R. Horton, and I've been with Sharp for just about 13 years now. Most of my time has been spent in the construction and operations side of the business. However, with the changes in the industry in the last several years, I've gotten more involved in other aspects, sales and marketing, and some other areas of the company in order to get things done as they need to get done. My family was in real estate and building, grew up in Savannah, and my uncle was a builder, my grandfather was a builder, mom sold real estate, and I started framing houses about 30 years ago when I was in high school.
So it sounds kind of like you were born into the industry in a lot of ways.
I think that could be the way it could be said.
Yeah.
You sounded a little bit like my cousin Vinny there. Remember that movie with the whole family was in the same industry?
So let's talk a little bit about the Atlanta market. I mean, it's been volatile over the past few years, but what are you seeing? What are you seeing as we wrap up 2011, and what do you think that we're going to see as we go into 2012?
All right. I don't want to go on too much of a limb here, but I do think the market is firming up a little bit. The last 90 days, our traffic has been very consistent throughout all of our neighborhoods across Atlanta. Our contract activity, the last quarter was our best quarter in the last year or so. So we are firming up, and things have been moving pretty well. Again, I don't want to go too far with that because the market is still soft. We have a long way to go, but I am seeing some indications that things are starting to get a little bit better for all of us.
Boy, that is really good to hear because I know it's been tough going the last few years. But I want to go back to something you mentioned when you were talking about your background a little bit, and that you're obviously an engineer, the Georgia Tech background and all that. And you use the phrase sales and marketing. Talk a little bit about why that's good for your buyers, because it strikes me as somebody that's got that techie background, the construction background, knows what you're doing in the sales and marketing side. Is that a good thing, bad thing? How are your buyers reacting to that?
Well, I don't have a lot of direct contact with the buyers. Certainly I do when it comes up, but basically it's more on the sales management side of things internal within the company and helping to manage the sales efforts, getting involved in, the marketing ideas that we have, helping to get those implemented along with outside sources that we use, such as Carol's company.
Yeah. What kind of things are buyers looking for now? I mean, you said the market's coming back a little bit. What are the hot things that folks are looking for?
What we seem to be looking at are size is the big issue these days. Larger rooms, we are flooring in over two-story family rooms these days for like a media room or an extra office, extra bedroom. We are finishing basements quite a bit these days, which was not as popular many years ago. We are putting in a lot of extra secondary bathrooms. That seems to be a popular item that people are wanting these days. And one of the other things that we've noticed as a trend over the last few years is from the decorator option standpoint, customers are not spending the money the way that they used to. We used to put in a lot of upgraded cabinets, upgrade carpet, upgrade plumbing fixtures, for example. People are spending their money differently these days. And one of the issues that they are, or the areas that they are spending money on, is in extra hardwood floors, which seems to be kind of interesting. But the decorator options, they're just much more cautious with the way they spend their money these days. And they're looking for, seems to be, again, more space with less expensive finished features in the market that we are building in.
What kind of challenges does that present to you as the main construction guy? I mean, is it dramatically different? Do you have to train your folks differently? How do you respond to that from the construction standpoint?
From a construction standpoint, basically what we have to do is dot the I's and cross the T's, if you will, to use an old phrase. And in working with our customers in that selection process, it's not as quick and easy, I'll say, as it used to be, where they are a little more discriminating about what it is they want in the features of the house. And so as we are trying to get our starts together, it's just a matter of getting them to make final decisions. We have had to expand some of the decorator product offerings that we're offering, for example, styles of cabinets and stuff like that. And the variety of available items out there has grown dramatically in the last few years. Again, take cabinets, for example. You're getting into painted cabinets with some glazing on the edges and things of that nature. And the combinations of cabinets, for example, they're almost endless these days with regard to what's available out there.
Yeah, lots of options out there.
Lots of options, and it's somewhat challenging to keep up with, but we're finding that we're doing a very good job with that.
So Sharp has had a very successful community in Woodstock, Lakestone, and you have finished construction in there for a while, but now I know you're getting ready to gear up again with a new phase. What can you tell us about the new phase, and how have you made changes to accommodate what today's buyers are looking for and some of those trends that you just mentioned?
We are very excited. It's a new phase coming online. It's 67 lots, 25 beautiful lake lots. It is a wonderful piece of property in Woodstock, close to the city limit of Roswell, as a matter of fact. Very good location. We are going to be offering some exciting new plans. We have enhanced our standard features from the original phase, which was phase one. With that, we are adding some minor things, recessed can lights in the kitchen, what we term split cooking, which is a cooktop and a separate wall oven, ceramic tile floors in the secondary bathrooms, and a few other features that are going to be enhanced from our original phase, which was phase one, of course.
Okay, we'll be back with Farrell Middleton after this commercial break. At Guarantee Mortgage, our goal is to help people own their own home. We offer innovative product lines with competitive pricing. Integrity and honesty will always be at the forefront of our loan process. A subsidiary of Guarantee Bank, this stability assures our customers that we have control over the funding of their loans and will always meet our commitments. Our people are passionate, have a can-do attitude, and a desire to deliver a memorable customer experience. Call Guarantee Mortgage at 770-614-7425 or apply online at guarantemortgage.com, an equal housing lender. Okay, we're back with Farrell Middleton.
Farrell, right before the break, you were talking about, 25 lake lots? Tell me more about the lake. I'm a big water guy. I love that. There's something relaxing about that kind of view.
Okay, well, it's just a small private lake, of course, within the neighborhood. Obviously, it's not big enough for boating or anything like that, but nice little fishing areas and things of that nature. It's just a spectacular view from these home sites to this. Again, it's a private lake, and it is just it's a very, very nice feature for a neighborhood in that particular part of town.
I would think there's just nothing more relaxing than having a glass of wine in the evening, looking back on that. So you have my attention.
Okay, well, good.
That's in Woodstock, right?
That is in Woodstock. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're very excited about it.
It's a great location. It's Woodstock right there on the cusp of Roswell, so it's Cherokee taxes with all the benefits of North Fulton, really.
That is correct, yes. Excellent access, just a couple miles off 575, so it is in a very, very good location.
Yeah, and speaking of North Fulton, you have had a lot of success in North Fulton. That seems to be a hotbed of building and activity in one of the areas in Atlanta where, you know, houses have really held their values and are selling very well. Can you tell us about some of your product that's available in North Fulton?
Yes, I certainly can. We've got several neighborhoods in North Fulton. We've been in that area for the better part of a year now, and the first one I'd like to talk about is called Kimball Estates. It is in the city of Alpharetta, and it has been a fabulous neighborhood for us. Relatively small, it's only 46 lots total. We've had over 30 contracts to date this year, and we have just a few lots left, so you better hurry and get out there. But they have been selling fast. It has been a very, very good project for us.
Well, you said 30 out of 46 are already sold?
That is correct.
Gosh, what kind of tough business in the construction industry? I mean, that must be the quality of the construction, or what makes you different? Why do you have that kind of success?
I think what makes us different is, and this is one of the trademarks of Sharp Residential, is that Mr. Sharp decided years ago that being able to customize houses in a reasonable price range was going to give him an advantage in the market. And he has continued to do that as the years have gone by. And I do believe that that is a big issue for why we have had the success out there, is that we will customize houses. We'll stretch them. Again, there are some lot size constraints that we have accordingly, but we will make houses bigger. If somebody wants a breakfast room or a kitchen a little bit bigger, we can certainly attempt to accommodate that. Like I said earlier, we'll finish basements, but we will consider doing lots of customization, and that has proven to be very valuable for us. And we basically build a very good house for the money.
So I know another Roswell location you have is Stonewick. How is that different, or, you know, how far away from Kimball Estates is it, and what kind of amenities is it offering to home buyers that's you know, different?
Kimball Estates, Stonewick is just a few minutes away from Kimball Estates. It is a great location. It is on Old Alabama Road, just about a mile north of Holcomb Bridge, just off of 400. It is a small neighborhood, gated entrance, so where there's security and privacy. It was only 18 lots, and we are selling in there in the 400s. So from an amenity standpoint, I would say the location is by far the best attraction there.
That's pretty amazing. Just four left in that community?
Just four left to sell in that
one,
yes.
400s and just minutes from Georgia 400.
That is correct, yes.
Now, you've talked about a couple of small neighborhoods. Is Sharp doing any larger neighborhoods?
Yes, we are. One of our other communities in North Fulton includes Vickery Crest and Milton Place. They are both in the city of Milton. Vickery Crest has 63 lots total. Milton Place has 27 for a total of 90. And we currently have a very nice amenity area going in, swimming pool, pool house, two tennis courts lighted, and we're in the middle of construction on that right now, and that has certainly helped boost our sales recently, which have been very aggressive in both neighborhoods. And that will be a shared amenity between the two. It is in Vickery Crest, but Milton Place is just across the street. And we are in the 400s in those neighborhoods. Actually, we start in the high 300s, but we go into the 400s. And once again, this is a very good location. It's about a mile north of downtown Alpharetta.
That seems very affordable for Alpharetta, North Fulton area. How do other communities in the area compare as far as price point? Are there, you know, are you all a little lower than, or?
We are a little lower than the other neighborhoods. There is not an enormous amount of new home building activity just in the immediate area. However, again, with the market conditions recently, you know, we haven't been building a lot of stuff anyway. But in this particular area, there's just not an enormous amount of new home building activity.
Farrell, I think I mentioned before the show that I'm now in my 11th house. So, you know, the mental defect aside, I'm kind of a green eyeshade guy when it comes to buying a new home. And so I'm always looking for a deal or an incentive. What can you do for me in that regard? Or what can you do for any of your buyers?
Well, basically what we've got is we have up to $25,000 in incentives in any neighborhood that we have for contracts through the end of the year. And that can be used in a variety of ways, some price discounting, upgraded features, either through our design center or through the what we call sales options, structural options in the sales office. Closing costs can be used in a variety of ways.
So I can do whatever I want with that cash.
You can do whatever you want with that cash. That is correct.
All right. Well, Farrell, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, share with the audience how they can get in touch with you and learn more about the work that Sharp Residential is doing.
The best way is, of course, our website, www.sharpresidential.com. It has all of the neighborhood information on it, and that is the best way to get in touch with us for specific information for our on-site real estate agents.
Okay. Well, Farrell Middleton, VP of Construction with Sharp Residential, it was great to have you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Well, that wraps this week's edition. On behalf of Todd Youngblood and Carol Flammer, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio.